This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just gone past 9:35 a.m. this Friday morning, meaning that it's now time for the property show. I'm Azura Rahman, and this morning we are covering auctions, whether it's the best way to buy or sell in this current economic climate. Recent reports have shown that in the first half of 2016, that value-wise, sales of property via auction have increased by 34.8% to 3.25 billion year-on-year. Coupled with the fact that Chief Justice Tun Arifin Zakaria had announced in January that Malaysians will be able to bid for properties online from now on via e-bidding, buying or selling via auctions in Malaysia may see its biggest days yet. I caught up with Gary Chia from auctionguru.com.my to find out more. How popular are auctions at the moment, seeing what the climate is like? Are we seeing more properties being foreclosed, for example? How popular are they at the moment?
Okay. From our study, we noticed that the number of the property actually increased from the past two quarters. But as compared to the 2014 and 2015, the number actually not that many as what you have seen, you see. Demand for the auction property remain hot, you see. People still want to get the low value property.
Is there an increase of transactions in property auctions though, or is there an increase in value perhaps in that sense?
Okay, for the increase of the demand for property, for the high value property, is actually remain hot, you see. There is a demand for that. It's just that the time people to go into the auction market will be slow. People are more conservative. All people are waiting for the property price to actually drop further then and come into the market.
Most of the properties, though, that you see that come onto the market, are they mostly foreclosed properties that are being sold off by banks, or are there private auctions? What's it like?
For the whole auction market, 95% is actually bank foreclosure. 5% will be private auction. I believe some of the 5%, it's not that high as what we think. Maybe less than 5% for private auction.
Right. Why is it that private auctions are still not popular?
Okay, Malaysian people have a perception all the private auction, all the auction property might be tend to some bad luck or bad feng shui or anything.
Properties that can't be sold during the normal transactions, normal channels. Right, okay.
Yeah, something happening. But I can see the trend actually changing, but people are getting more accept of the auction property.
Right.
Why? It's because in the auction market, people can find low value property. That is the place that for investor or for some real property buyer to come into the market.
Would you say that it's mostly the buyers that come to this market? They are very highly informed that you wouldn't see your, you know, regular investor, you know, looking to buy something just for investment for their family, for example, would actually come to an auction then? Is it not normally those who are very highly tuned to the market?
Yes. Those people that actually, we notice some people that actually come into the auction market is they are very get in tech of the auction information or latest auction information, being informed by their agent or by bank or by some website that they can find all this information.
Right.
They are very into property.
In that sense, then, is it a shame that more people are not, you know, attending these auctions, you know, just looking for whatever bargains there are? Because people tend to associate, you know, auctions with bargains. Would you like to encourage more people, you know, as being a player in the auction market, to come and attend auctions and see what's available and something that might suit their needs?
I love to if people accept this kind of concept. It's just that people do not have a well-study or well-prepared for the auction, you see. Buying auction property is different compared to buying from primary or secondary. Buying auction property, you need time to wait for the good property to come in or wait for the property value to drop, you see. You need to study what kind of term and condition that the bank or the court or the land office set on that, you see.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the typical process in that sense then for someone who wants to purchase property from an auction then?
Okay. For someone that like to purchase the property from auction, first and foremost they need to do is obtain a proclamation of sales and sales condition for the property. Study all the terms. Understand that. What is it the bank cover? What kind of expenses or quit rent that or maintenance charges that the bank do not cover?
So there might be arrears in maintenance charges, for example, for these properties that you might have to take care of once you purchase it.
Right. Or is there any caveat that foul in this property? Why the property sells so low? Right. Is it because of this reason?
Right.
Yeah, that need to take into consideration.
And I suppose also visiting the property is something you would advise as well at the same time?
Definitely.
Right.
You can visit the property, but not to enter to the property. You can see from outside. Because bank sell the property via auction without key, without vacant possession.
I see.
Yeah.
So
because bank themselves also do not have the key to the property, so they can't sell with vacant possession.
That's so in other words, you gotta kind of assess things from outside and hope that everything will be okay, because it is sold on an as-is, whereas basis, I imagine.
Yes, you are right.
Okay, so these are some of the things that you need to consider that you might have to put in repairs or make the property good again before you move in, or if you want to sell it on later on in that sense then.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so from the point where the property actually enters into the market via auction to the point where it's actually auctioned off, what's the timeline normally then?
Bank, normally, they put out for the auction for foreclosure property. Normally, they will take 2 weeks to put out the property to into the market. For 2 weeks' time, you need to study all those outstanding expenses, whether the bank bear those expenses or not, whether is there anyone occupied the property or not.
Right, so you might have to evict someone in that sense if there's a squatter renter, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
Okay, then after purchase the auction property, you have 120 days. Normally, you have 120 days to settle the balance purchase price.
Right. When we come back, we'll be talking about syndicates. That's a huge issue when it comes to purchasing properties via auction that sometimes put off buyers from entering the market, as a matter of fact. I'm with Gary Chia from auctionguru.com.my, and we're talking about auctioning your property, whether it's the best option in current times, on The Property Show. It's Azura Rahman on The Property Show. Here with me, I have Gary Chia from auctionguru.com.my. And we're talking about whether auctioning your property is the best option in current times, or buying a property, as a matter of fact, via auction is the best option at the moment. Now, like I said earlier on, Gary, there's always the thinking that if you buy property via auction that you're going to get a great bargain, you're going to get a good price. Is that always the case? What's the reserve price normally? Does it reflect market value?
Okay, the reserve price, normally the bank will conduct valuation before putting the property for auction. So they will first auction, normally they were based on the market value. That is to be fair to protect the borrower too.
I see.
Yeah. So if let's say there is no bidder, the second round, the bank may consider to drop further 10% or 5%. Yeah.
So it's not a case of the bank just wanting to recoup whatever's outstanding on the loan, for example. So it is supposed to be a fair price in that sense then.
Yes.
On the day of the auction itself, obviously you're an expert in this. Does it get very heated in terms of bidding? Have you seen things going way above their reserve price?
It's normal to see the hot property, especially hot property located at the first tier location, normally will bid above the market price, because those are the unit that very dare to find in the secondary market or even in the primary market. People just need the property for specific reason, you see.
Right.
So this kind of property definitely will bid above the market value.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see more commercial properties or more residential properties coming onto auction?
I see for the residential property market, especially those located property located in third or fourth tier of the location.
Right.
Those commercial property, definitely. Why? It's because people in the GST, taking into consideration of GST and some increase of the stamp duty, it definitely affect the market.
Right, I see. Yeah. But now that we're seeing that a lot of DIBs maturing at the end of this year, and also earlier beginning this year, and also beginning of next year, as a matter of fact, do you foresee a lot more properties on the luxury end Do you see more of them entering into the market? Do you foresee that?
I foresee there is slightly more, but definitely not that what the market expected. If, let's say, those property in the high-end area or the prime location, there's a lot for auction. What do you think about those low market? Definitely, it will create interlink connection, you see. That will be even more, you see.
Now, the worry for a lot of people who want to purchase property via auction is the syndicates. Will you ever get a fair auction bid if you have, if you're going against syndicates? What are your thoughts on this? Is it really a big issue, a real problem when it comes to our auction market?
Definitely, there is a syndicate that happened at some of the auction venue. But this kind of situation has improved over the time. Actually, court do a very good job in this, in especially in KL High Court recently I've been to. All the register bidder, in order to avoid those syndicate, they actually invite them to enter to the specific room whenever they register themselves as a bidder, so will not be disturbed by the syndicate. So to avoid the syndicate, and it's good to maintain a distance with a syndicate or someone that you do not know during you when you're going to bid for the property. Do not disclose any price or any property that you want to bid for.
Right. Okay.
That is the right way. And they will come to talk to the bidder in a very social way to find out what kind of property that you are bidding.
Right.
Okay. Then they will talk to you. Okay, if let's say you let go or you want to purchase, I will not bid. I offer you some money to offset the whatever thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's an unfair manipulation of the prices in that sense then.
Yes.
When you register as a bidder though, is there anything that the High Court, for example, would like to find out in terms of information, in terms to make sure that you're a legitimate bidder as opposed to, you know, someone who isn't?
So for all the auction property, before you bid for the auction property, you need to register yourself with your IC together with all the bank draft, 10% bank draft issue payable to the plaintiff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will be a form that a serious registration for bidder side.
So it's like a booking fee in that sense then.
Yes.
So you mentioned it's for the plaintiff. So the sales and purchase agreement is between you and the plaintiff, as a matter of fact,
and not the
bank, so to speak.
The plaintiff is the bank.
Right, okay.
Normally, yeah,
Okay.
Yeah. Buying for an auction property, one of the good points is you know the seller. You know the seller well, that you are entering the contract with which are the seller. And you know the property, that if you successfully bid for the property, the sales will go through. That is a guarantee. That is a safer thing.
The settler being the bank in
that
sense.
Yes.
Now, early on this year, though, there was some exciting news for those who are, you know, stakeholders of the auction market. At the same time, for anyone who's looking to buy and sell property, I suppose, you had Chief Justice Tun Zakaria announcing earlier this year that Malaysians can now have access through auctions via online through what's called e-bidding. So basically, it's like an eBay for properties in that sense. And I suppose it could be quite popular for something like those who are interested in doing private auctions, as a matter of fact. What are your thoughts on this? Are we ready for this? Will it also achieve its goal in wanting to get rid of syndicates and also opening auctions to a bigger audience, for example?
I think this is a good way to moving forward. But at this moment, I do not actually encourage that the High Court to proceed that fast, that soon. Because a lot of things, when you're talking about internet connection, a lot of areas do not have a well internet connection coverage. It will actually pull down the chances of the people to bid for the property, you see. Then the other thing is, for internet security, has we done the perfect job for the internet security?
So your worry is basically security issues and the mechanisms, whether it's robust enough to ensure that, you know, things are being bought and sold in a very transparent way. It's how it's meant to be in that sense then. Do you think it also affects the auctioning process? Because I suppose the bidding process, the auctioning process is part of the excitement when it comes to purchasing properties in this manner. And, you know, an auctioneer helps to move things along in that sense.
Yeah.
Do you think that will be lost in this sense?
Definitely. Because the auction in the market, I think, for it's a selling method have been practiced few hundred years ago. You see, if let's say we move too fast into the e-bidding, it will seem like losing the history of what is auction about, you see.
Right.
So an auction, during an auction, it helped to create those kind of bidding atmosphere. People tend to bid among each other, compete with each other in the real life, you see.
Right.
So will eventually help out to push the value even higher. Right. You see.
So for the buyer, it's very good. I mean, for the seller, it's very good news in that sense to have a good auctioneer.
Precisely.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Seeing that how you mentioned that almost all, you know, 95% of properties that go into the auctions are foreclosure properties. Do you see private auctions being, you know, will be more popular in the future? Is it a way for people to get better prices than putting property on the market for 6 months to a year? What's your advice for those who are considering this option?
We foresee in year 2017 that the whole private auction market is going to be increased maybe up to 10%, you see. And this will slowly take out because the market is still need time to understand the whole process, you see. For why choosing auction to sell the property is very simple. You know the seller want to sell the property. Who is the seller? And during that day, you will know, during the auction day, you will know the property whether sell or not sell.
Right.
So when appointing auctioneer, all the auctioneer will conduct the necessary marketing work to promote the property in order to get some success fees for selling the property. You
right.
see.
Right.
That is the effort that all the auctioneer will do on promoting the property.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there agents out there that specializes in private property auctions, for example? I mean, where would you even begin to find out in that sense?
You see, some of the agency that I know is they have a team that actually do those kind of promoting job of the auction property. They have a team on doing that. So for auctioning, normally when there is a property that come out put out for auction, we actually will work together with the real estate agency who is specialized in this and mobilize the people to promote the property too.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Is there a way to find out all the auctions that's going on, whether in your local area or other parts of the country at the moment?
We actually provide a portal that contains auctionguru.com.my that actually contains all the latest auction information to the public. We update our information to the web every day. Inside the information, what can you find inside there? The auction property, the auction date, auction venue, the auctioneer contact detail, the lawyer, who are the seller. You can see from there very clear.
So yeah. It's one way of accessing information all
yes.
in one place in that
yeah.
sense. Do you also provide an advisory service for those who are new to this in that sense?
Yes, we do advise people to on the process of bidding and the process that want to do the private auction. We do help them on that, you see.
Okay, so just seeing how things are at the moment then, just to round things off, Gary, do you foresee this being a more robust market for auctions come 2017, first half of 2017?
For the 2017, for the first half, I won't see that many of the auction property will come into market because based on our study compared to a few years ago, normally the first quarter is a bit quiet.
Okay.
Then the market will pick up again on the in the second quarter and third quarter. That will be the critical point on that, you see.
Okay, and that's Gary Chia, and he is from auctionguru.com.my, talking about buying and selling your property via auction. Is it the best option in current times? And if you've missed any parts of this interview, don't forget to download our podcast from www.bfm.my. So maybe it will be a matter of time before even developers will get into the act of selling their property via auction to clear any overhang in their inventory. It's hard to deny the excitement that an auction can create and how a good auctioneer can really push the bidding to a frenzy. Now, if you are looking at something brand new to purchase though, here's something up north. And we're looking at Maple in Ipoh Perak. And we're looking at 68 two-story terrace or link houses on freehold land. And they have a land area of 24 feet by 75 feet with a listing price from 437,760 to 585,800 ringgit. That's it for this week on The Property Show. Join us again next week. We'll go through some of the most pertinent issues in the real estate market every Friday at 9:30 a.m. after the news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.